B103.
Hey, DJ Murphy.
Hello.
DJ Murphy.
Yes.
Is Murphy your first or your last name?
It's my last name.
It is? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got some Murphys in my family, too.
What part of Africa are they from?
Southside.
Southside Africa. Talking about sisters who wear tight jeans to church tonight. What do y'all think about it? I'd like to hear from you. 591-B103. I can't concentrate on Jesus. B103. I went to church this past weekend. I'm not going to name the church that I went to, but it must have had casual Friday or something, because I'm telling you, them sisters in there with them jeans on. And I was telling my wife during the service, I'm like, baby, I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm distracted because all these fine women walking with these tight jeans on walking by.
And I like them tight, and but you, I also know how to wear that dress and the guys will see those big, gorgeous legs.
So that's what you do. You wear those jeans to attract a man at church, don't you?
No, I'm just saying, you know, we discussing about the jeans, so I wear my jeans.
Let me ask you, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8". And I'm thick.
Woo!
Good God. So I'm well designed.
Girl, if I saw you at church, my horn's going to come out. Y'all gonna say, look up there, y'all. There's the devil. Today's Army in Old School, V103.com. It is 4 o'clock, late night with BJ Murphy, V103. Hello.
I'm calling in regards to you talking about those tight jeans being worn at church.
Go ahead. You must be. Are you a pastor?
No, I'm not. And then when you think about the women saying they want it and this the way they look and they come and get it, then you better get your mind out of the gutter and put it back in the pulpit, too.
Yeah, I think I got the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think it's them. I think it's me.
Yeah, well, you in the right place. Stay in church.
All right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Today's Army in Old School, V103.com. Hello there.
Hey, bigger, this your big sister.
Who?
From the South Side.
What's up, girl?
I got something for you. I want to mail it to you.
Okay.
But I want you to have for New Year's. It's something for you to get all shook up on.
Okay.
I love you, BJ.
I love you too, baby.
Is this BJ?
Yes.
Have you ever felt like you just fooled? You're happy, but you've been blessed.
Yeah.
And I'm just full where I feel so good, you know? And I hear you talking. And I hear you talking about your family. And you've been blessed.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just full this morning. And I realize that you take the time and the patience and effort to get to everyone. Not one, everyone, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't told you my name.
Right.
And I want to call you every now and then, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And just talk to you because I feel you. Through the radio, I feel you.
V103, Late Night with BJ Murphy. Hello there.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. I was just listening to the lady, the one that was blind.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had got a lot out of what she was saying. And you, I am glad that you are here, too. You know, I listen to you every morning on my way to Glenview at like 12 o'clock and, you know, all those different times to pick up my guy. And I just want to say welcome.
It's the Murphy Report on V103.
11 days and counting. Do you tell your kids the truth about Santa Claus? Or do you keep lying to your kids? The debate continues on Late Night with BJ Murphy. Got two brothers on the line. They're debating this thing. Let's check them out.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, man, you can't be telling your kids, man, it's a Santa Claus, man.
Hey, I can tell my kids whatever I want to tell them. You know, you tell yours what you want to tell them. In fact, how old are you?
It don't matter how old I am, brother.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter how old you are, because what is the harm in that? I give my kids, remember, I got my kids are grown, but my grandkids, they just stuff me all the time.
You know, on the real side, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep lying to your kids, man, because, you know, if you're a believer, man, it's all about Jesus Christ, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're celebrating, man. We're not celebrating Santa Claus.
What do you have against Santa Claus?
The BJ Murphy Show on Q 92.7.
BJ Murphy.